Blog Talk Radio. Good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, until heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. And I know one thing has not been fulfilled yet. Like when our Father was talking to Moses, not to Moses, Abraham, in chapter 15 of Genesis, he told told Abraham that his children would be slaves in a foreign land, and that when we leave this land, we will come out rich. And I have asked my Father in heaven to let me live so I can come out rich and go to one of the places that he has prepared for me. I believe that he has. Let me read on. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. Verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. So I'm just waiting for all to be fulfilled so that I know that I believe that I'm going to be in heaven with our Father in and that one drop, jot or tittle, shall pass away from the law. Well, looks like something just blank. Verse 19, whosoever therefore shall bring one of these least commandments and shall teach men, so he shall be least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. I have read to you just now Matthew chapter 5, verses 16 through 19. Although I talked a bit through these verses, maybe I should read them again so that everyone that's listening can understand what our Father is talking about. Yeah, let me read this again just in case you didn't hear, and hopefully I will not make any interjection as to what he is saying, and hopefully you just know exactly what he said. Let's start at chapter 5, Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men to do so, he shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever shall do the teaching shall do and teach them have read to you from Matthew chapter 16 through verse 19. May our Father open up your ears and your eyes and your mind for understanding of the word that has been read to you. Let us turn to the book of Judges, where I am further along in Judges. I've read to you up until I have marked verse 8 in chapter 16, but I think I should start off in verse 1 of chapter 16. However, let me introduce my show that I have on Blog Talk Radio, as well as myself. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath, everybody. The only day in the Bible that tells you to remember the Sabbath day and to keep it holy and you are to rest. You'll find the Ten Commandments, and from time to time I will read to you what the Ten Commandments says. You'll find them in Deuteronomy, verse 5. And when I said you'll find them, I'm talking about the Ten Commandments. You'll find them in verse 5 of Deuteronomy, chapter 5, verses 7 through 21, as well in Exodus chapter 20, verses 3 through 17. Read it for yourself. You'll find out. I read from the King James Version of the Bible, and I want you sheep to know that Sabbath starts on Friday evenings and ends on Saturday evening. And I ask that you sheep have your three P's ready and handy, just in case you want to jot down something that I may say. And you'll find it if you've written it down, as well as I ask that you have your three P's, and the three P's of your pen, paper, and pencil. And they got some new technological gadgets I call your notepad, notebook, or your pad, and whatever else, I don't know. I can't tell you all the things that the gadgets they have now that many people are using. Nonetheless, I am old school, and I use my pen and paper. So let's get started in reading from Judges. And I'm going to start in Judges chapter 16, and hopefully you'll follow along with me. Now, a month or so ago, I read Judges 7, and I'm trying to read as much as I can because I don't know when sickness will come up on me. You know, I'm getting older, and most of my relatives who are in their 60s now have gotten older and are losing their health. They are having health issues. Well, I had my health issue, I hope, maybe 3 weeks ago, whenever I was in the hospital. I don't intend to, if I have that again, I don't intend to go back to the hospital. I'm just going to let the Lord do what he's got to do, what he is proposing to do, and hope me I can get old like I will hope to. Well, I hope to get old. And the sicknesses that are trying to come upon me, no, I hope they go away and never come again back up on me, because I stubbed my foot That's me standing at the, I stamp my feet on Satan. Now let's read in Judges. That's spelled in the Old Testament. It's spelled J-U-D-G-E-S. We're going to start at chapter 16. We've already read chapter 7 when Gideon was called a man of valor, and he was making his wife was making his wine. Where was he making his wine? I forgot now. But that's because I'm to read to you in chapter 16. But he was making his wine in he was hiding from the Midianites. That's where he was hiding from. And he was making his wine somewhere where they would not have found him. But our father in heaven called Gideon, a man of valor. So he was strong. And he thought he was weak, but he was strong. Nonetheless, we are going to read chapter 16, and we're going to read more about Samson. Now, let's start now. Then went Samson to Gaza, and he saw a harlot, and went into her. And it was told the Gazanite, saying, Solomon has come hither, and they compressed, they compassed, that means they surrounded him and laid wait for him in the night. In the night, in the gate of the city, and were quiet all the night, saying, in the morning, when it is day, we will kill him. And Samson lay till midnight, and arose at midnight, and took the doors of the gate of the city, and the two posts, and he went away with them, bars and all, and put them on his shoulders, and carried them away to the top of a hill that is before Hebron. That's spelled H-E-B-R-O-N. And it came to pass afterwards that he loved a woman in the valley of Sorek. That's spelled S-O-R-E-K, whose name was Delilah. And the lords of the Philistines, well, some people say Stein, I don't know, I'll just say Stein. And then I should say Steins too. Whatever I say, you look it up, you read along, you read better than I, because you're smarter than I. That's what I think you are. And thank you for listening. You are for listening. Because you know you could have been somewhere else doing something else. You know, you listen to me. Well, I'm in verse 5 of chapter 16. And the lords of the Philistines came up unto her and said unto her, entice him and see wherein his great strength lies, by what means we may prevail against him, that we may bind him and afflict him, and he will get and let me start. Afflict him, and we will give thee every one of us 1,100 pieces of silver. And Delilah said to Samson, "Tell me, I pray thee, wherein thy great strength lies, and wherewith thou mayest bound to afflict thee." And Samson said unto her, "If thou bind me with 7 green withs that were never dried, then shall I be weak and be as another man. Then the Lord, this is where I left off the last one. Then the Lord of the Philistines brought up her 7 green withs, which had not been dried, and she bound him with them. Now there were men lying in wait, abiding with her in the chambers. And she said unto the Philistines, "Be upon thee." And she said unto him, that means Simon, that means Samson. She said unto him, "Philistines be upon thee, Samson." And he brake the withs and the threads of tow is broken with it, the strength, the fire. Now let me read part of verse 8 over again. Well, not verse 8, but verse 9. And she said unto him, Samson, "The Philistines be upon thee, Samson." And he brake the withs and the threads of tow to broken when he touched the fire. His strength was not known. And Delilah said unto him, "Behold, thou hast mocked me and told me lies. Now tell me, I pray thee, wherewith thou mayest be bound." And he said unto her, "If they bind me fast with new ropes that ever were occupied, then I shall be weak and be as any another man." And Delilah therefore took new ropes and bound him therewith, and said unto him, "The Philistines are upon thee, Samson." And there were liars in wait, waiting in the chambers, and he broke them from off of his arms like threads. And Delilah said unto Samson, "Hereto thou marked me and told me lies. Tell me your wish. Thou mayest be bound." And he said unto her, If thou weavest the 7 locks of my hair unto a web, and she fastened it with a pin, and said unto him, "The Philistines are waiting upon thee, Samson." And he awakened out of his sleep and went away with the pins of the beam and with the web. And she said unto him, "How canst thou say it? I love thee when thy heart is not with me. Thou mocked me because these times thou mocked me. Thou hast mocked me these 3 times and hast told me lies let me read that again, and has told me, and has not told me wherein thy great strength lies. And it came to pass, when she pressed him daily with her words and urged him, so that his soul was vexed unto death, he told her all his heart and said unto her, "Hast thou not come with a razor upon my head? For I have been a Nazarite since God formed my mother's womb." Let me read verse 17 again. Thou hast told her all of his heart. I'm going to read verse 17 again. That he told her all his heart and said unto her, "There has not come a razor upon my head, for I have been a Nazarite unto God from my mother's womb. If I be shaven, then my strength will go from me, and I shall become weak and be like any other man." And Delilah saw that he had told her all his heart. She sent and called for the lords of the Philistines, saying, "Come up at once, for he has showed me all of his heart. He has then..." The lords of the Philistines came unto her and brought money in her hands. And she said to him, and she made him sleep upon her knees. And she called for the men, and she caused him to shave off the 7 locks of his head, and she began to afflict him, and his strength went from him. Now he knows that the woman lied to him. The women of the other nation, they don't love you. You black men, they're fooling you. And she said, "The Philistines be upon you, Samson." And he awoke out of his sleep and said, I will go out as at other times before, and shake myself." And he was not that the Lord was departed from him. Now I need to read verse 20 over so that I can understand it, and you sheep too can understand it. And she said, "The Philistines be upon thee, Samson." And he awoke out of his sleep and said, "I will go out as at other times before and shake myself." And he was not that the Lord was departed from him, but the Philistines took him and put out his eyes and brought him down to Gaza and bound him with fetters of brass. And he did grind in the prison house. Howly be the hair of his head began to grow again after he was shaven. Then the Lord of the Philistines gathered themselves together to offer a great sacrifice unto Dagon, their God, and to reject what they said, our God has delivered Samson, our enemy, into our hands. And so this is what they were gathered. They were going to make Samson the great sacrifice unto Dagon, their gods, and rejoice, for they said, our God has delivered Samson, our enemy, into our hands. And when the people saw him, they praised their God, for they said, our God has delivered into our hands our enemy and the destroyer of our country, slew many of us. And it came to pass, when their hearts were merry, they said, call for Samson, that he may make us sport. And they called for Samson out of the prison house, and he made them sport. And they set him between the pillars. And Samson said unto the lad that held him by the hand, suffer me that I may feel the pillars whereupon the house standeth, that I may lean upon them. Now the house was full of men and women, and all the lords of the Philistines were there. And there were upon the roof about 3,000 men and women that beheld while Samson made sport. And Samson called unto the Lord and said, O Lord, remember me, I pray thee. I pray thee and strengthen me, I pray thee, only this once, O God, that I may be at once avenged of the Philistines for these 2 years. And Samson took up the 2 middle pairs thereon, which the household stood, and on which it was borne up, and one pillar with his right hand, and the other pillar with his left hand. And Samson said, let me die with the Philistine. And he bowed himself with all his might, and the house fell upon the Lord and upon all the people that were within. So the dead which he slew at his death were more than they which he slew in his life. Then his brethren and all the house of his father came down and took him and brought him up and buried him between Zorah and Esdrau. Zorah is spelled Zorah, and Esdrau is spelled Eshtaol, in the burying place of Moriah, Manoah, his father. And he judged Israel 20 Yes. Because that's the end reading of verse. That's the end reading of chapter 16. Now, let me start reading to you in your hearing as much as I can. Excuse me. For chapter 17 of Genesis, I probably would not finish it, but I hope I will. Let's read chapter 17, Judges. And there was a man of Mount Ephraim whose name was Micah, and he said unto his mother, and 1,100 shekels of silver that were taken from thee, about which be cursed in speaketh of also in thine ears. Behold, the silver is with me. I took it. And his mother said, bless me thou of the Lord, my son. And when he restored the 1,100 shekels of silver to his mother said, I had wholly delegated the silver unto the Lord from my hand for my son to make graven image and molten image, that therefore I will restore it unto you, unto thee. Yet he restored the money unto his mother, and his mother took 200 shekels of silver and gave them to the founder, who made thereof a golden image and a molten image that were in the house of Micah. And the man of Micah had in house of gods and made an ephod. An ephod is like a sleeveless garment, and teraphim is an image like a deity, and consecrated one of his sons and became his priest. So consecrated his son and became his priest. So that's like he made his son to declare his son sacred. And in those days, were no king in Israel, but every man did that which was right in his own eyes. And there was a young man of Bethlehem, Judea, of the family of Judah, who was a Levite, and he sojourned there. And the man departed out of the city of Bethlehem, Judea, to sojourn where he would find a place. And he came to Mount Ephraim to be to the house of Micah as he sojourned. And Michael said unto him, which cometh thou? And he said unto him, I am a Levite of Bethlehem, Judea. And I go sojourn where I may find a place. And Michael said unto him, dwell with me, and he unto me, and be unto me a father and a priest, and I will give thee 10 shekels of silver by the year by the ear. A suit of apparel and victuals. So the Levite went in, and the Levite was content to dwell with the man, and the young man was unto him as one of his sons. And Michael consecrated, that means he was, he declared him sacred, consecrated the Levite, and the young man became his priest and was in the house of Michael. Then said Michael, now know I that the Lord will do me good, seeing I have a Levite to my priest. And that is the reading of chapter 17. Sheep, if you do not understand me, go back over chapter 16 and 17 and read it for yourself. And then I want you, I'm going to circle chapter 18 so I'll know that I should start there next time. So I should start reading chapter 18 as well as chapter 19 for your hearing next time. This time, at this time, I want to have a closing prayer and tell you whatever else that I feel that I want to say. Let's say a closing prayer to our Heavenly Father. Father in heaven, thank you so much for allowing me to bring chapter 16 and 17 for your sheep to hear. And I thank you for being our Father and protecting us always from the evil one who tries to bring us down by giving us bad health. Thank you, Father, for being care for us in our time of need, because Satan just seems to want to bring sickness unto us cousins. There are about 10 or 12 of us, and I was the first one, I think, that got cut down sick, and that you delivered me. I know that, and believe that you will deliver those who have come down sick. I say this prayer in Yeshua's name. Bless us all. Amen. As in James chapter 4, verse 15, if it's God's will, I will be with you next time. There's something else I want to say to you, see. I thank you all for listening, doing something else or somewhere else. But you were not listening to me. Listen, go to Google Play, iTunes, and Apple Play and buy this song produced by my nephew, who is a graduate of Columbus College in Chicago. And let me say it again, Columbia College. Those were in Chicago when he was there. He has produced a record. I want you all to go out and get it. Chicagoans as well as the Jordans. High and lifted up and give DeVay Myatt, my nephew, a play. I ask that you do that in Jesus' name. Now, until next week, God loves you all, and he wants you all to save yourselves. Remember, I want you to read Jeremiah chapter 10. You're not to do as the heathens do. They cut down a tree and decorate. Don't you all do that. Do not do that. Save your money.
Help your children. Don't let them fall by the side. love one another, that heaven might find a place in their heart. Down. And I know he lies forever in my heart. We've got to walk on, walk on through temptation, 'cause His love and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth and His word will be our salvation.